It's all declassified. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following the FBI's raid of former President Trump's home in Florida Monday, his team says the documents seized by the FBI were not classified. Fox's John Scott has the report.
A lawyer for former President Trump certified back in June that no classified material remained at Mar-a-Lago. That's according to two sources with knowledge of the investigation. The letter signed by the unnamed lawyer would be at odds with the unsealed property list, which shows 11 sets of material listed as classified was found at the estate this week. The former president maintains all of the material was already declassified.
The former president posted on Truth Social that he does not believe the White House's statement that it was not aware of the FBI's raid of Mar-a-Lago. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine approaches the six-month mark, fighting continues to escalate. Russia is still attempting to take control of Ukraine. Fox's Alex Hogan has more from Kyiv.
Russia unleashing attacks on the eastern town of Kramatorsk, destroying at least 20 buildings, wounding at least a dozen people, and killing at least three people. Russia also unleashed new attacks in several other eastern regions in the Donbass, including the town of Bakhmut, the city of Donetsk, as well as making claims that it has captured the town of Pesky. Ukraine is delivering its own counteroffensive by destroying two bridges over the river near Kherson, which are used to restock military equipment.
The renowned author of the Satanic Verses, Salman Rushdie, remains hospitalized with serious injuries after being stabbed on stage Friday. Rushdie's agent confirming the author has been taken off a ventilator and is able to speak. A judge ordered the 24-year-old suspect to be held without bail. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Wyoming's GOP primary taking place Tuesday, where Congresswoman Liz Cheney faces an uphill battle in keeping her seat. Fox's Rich Edson reports from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
In January, there were 196,000 registered Republicans. This month, up to 207,000 registered Republicans. That's a net gain of 11,000, while there are now 6,600 fewer registered Democrats. Also part of the mix here, voters have been able to cast their ballots since mail-in voting started 6 weeks ago.
Congresswoman Cheney is one of two Republicans on the January 6th House Select Committee. GOP Governor of Texas Greg Abbott has been sending busloads of illegal migrants to Washington, D.C. and New York City in response to the Biden administration's border policies. Fox's Nate Foy has more.
Mayor Adams is responding to allegations that migrants are being treated better than homeless Americans, including veterans. Listen to this.
We treat everyone who seeks shelter assistance the same way. It's universal on how we treat people. That is what we've always done.
The New York Post reports a Navy veteran says Americans are being pushed aside at shelters. So Governor Abbott's office insists migrants are willingly signing waivers available in multiple languages. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is again requesting National Guard support to deal with migrants arriving from Texas.
A father accidentally shoots his own son in New England.
A Meriden, Connecticut teen was accidentally shot Friday by his own father. Police say the dad was trying to acclimate the boy with firearms and was showing his 9mm weapon to his son when it went off. The teen was soon to begin firearms training at a local gun range. The 17-year-old was shot once in the right side of his body in the shoulder chest area. He was rushed to the hospital by ambulance prior to being airlifted to a trauma center.
That's Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.